Remember now, God is saying to me, Coralie, believe my word. He's saying to you, Patricia, believe my word. He's saying to you, Willie, believe my word. And to all of you, listen to what he said. And many of the Samaritans, 39, of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all I ever did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Now, he didn't just sit around watching television. He didn't sit around watching Matlock for 2 days. I promise you it didn't say it here, but I believe with all my heart. He was performing miracles. Sick were being healed, and people were being blessed. And they were getting to know who he was, because it said what? 41, and many more believed because of his own word. And many more believed because of his own word. And many more believed because of his own word. You can listen to me. You can hear Bishop preach. You can hear somebody else preach or teach. But when you open the book and listen to God speak to you directly, you can believe it because you hear his own voice speaking his own word to you. And that should be our goal. That should be our goal. Get where we can understand and know the voice of God. Know the voice of God. If any of you get Word of Faith and just got it in for August, and Brother Hagin has a wonderful article they have in there, how to hear from heaven, how to spend time worshiping and praising God and getting into his presence and staying there long enough so you'll know his voice from somebody else's. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I'm not led to go there, but that's John 10, 25 through 31. Then he said, let me see. Where did I go, Lord? I want to be precisely specific into what he said. We already said that. This nobleman, first of all, he didn't spend his time just crying and whining, my son about to die, my son about to die. And no, he got him, did something about it. He made some faith steps. God said, make some faith steps. Believe my word. Make some faith step. When did worry ever help you? When did worry ever bring you an answer? The word of God will change your situation. Say this again, Lord, I believe your words. Lord, I believe your words. Lord, I believe your words. You said I should imitate Christ, so I imitate Christ. You said I should walk in love, so I walk in love. You said I should study your word, so I study your word. Lord, I believe your words.